beautiful and worn. Think of a coin kept too long, not copper, but silver. How it rolls in the hand without rolling, just slipping and over the thousand pockets it's been in, the billion clinks against other coins, the places it has been, more places than you, and still it is beautiful. And you've grown old, older than you thought you could grow, but not quite as tall as you had thought you would be. That seems to be the way. It doesn't mean you failed. There is no failure. There's only ending, and you can't stop anything. You can't stop becoming. You can't stop being. You can't stop ending. It all comes in a flow, sometimes a torrent. It seems unending, endless, infinite. Yet everything is as small as your mind, and your mind is the smallest thing you know, and extends, it extends, it extends to the farthest distances of anything. You know that, because if you ever stop thinking, if you ever lose your ability to have a thought run through yourself, then there will be nothing to know. And right now you know everything. You know about the coin that you do not have. That is just a thought you are holding with yourself. And is it really made of silver? No. Maybe a coating, like sweat on a body, sweat on two bodies. But it's not the core. It's not the bone. It's not the blood. It's not the meat, the flesh, the muscle. It is just that little thing on the outside. And not even the thin skin, it is thinner than that. Thinner than almost everything. It is the depth of light on an open palm. Light so thin, light so shallow. It cannot get into the creases of that palm. Such a beautiful palm. Beautiful, but worn. And sometimes it closes on the smoothest coin. Beautiful and worn. A coin you can rub between your fingers and think, if only for an instant, that there is some reason for being, some reason for being here.